Okay.
Harassed.
Okay, listen, we're up to Perikei, the second Pasuk, okay? That's where we're up to. Let's go. Ani yesheno velibi er. I'm sleeping, my heart is awake. Just a simple taich. Koil doidi doifek. The voice of my beloved is banging, knocking on the door. Pischili, open up for me. Achoisi, my sister. Rayosi, my friend, my beloved. Yoinosi, samosi. We'll have to see if there's any taish. My dove. What else is this? Samosi, I don't even know what that means. Shereishinim loto, my head is full with dew. Kutsoi sairasise loilo. I think it means my payas. My hair locks are like wet from the dew of the night. Let me just see how he translates this.
Quite a buzzing.
What? Very good, very good. Yeah, look what he says. He's right for the Lashon of Tam. He says, Koldo, he says here, I slept, but my heart was awake. A sound, my beloved knocks, open for me, my sister. Achoisi, Rayosi, my love. Yonosi, my dove. Samosi, my perfection. Wow. Shereishinim Latol, for my head is drenched as though with dew. As though. He puts it in his brackets. I don't know. No, it says Shereishinim Latol. The translation means that. Futsoi Sarasise Loila, my sidelocks drip with the rains of the night. Okay, let's see Rashi.
This is a highlight. This pasuk is a highlight for me.
What?
This pasuk is a highlight for me.
What do you mean?
It's just so.
Rich.
Unusual.
Rich. Unusual. We'll see. Okay, Ani Yesheno. Okay, listen. What?
So ardent.
Her hair is wet because she's outside in the rain.
No, he.
He? Oh, he's coming back to her. Koldoi
de Pischili. He says to her, Pischili, Achoisi, Rayosi, Sheroisha. It's him. The Choson's talking to the Kala. He's coming in the middle of the night, and we'll see. Let's see Rashi, okay?
I thought he's the one sleeping.
What?
I thought he's the one sleeping.
Ani Yesheno. That's right. Well, we'll see. Well,
is he in the room or knocking on the room?
You know, in this, what we've learned in this since, there's so the movement between the Moshel and the Nimshel and exactly what we're talking about. It's complex. We go with Rashi.
Okay.
Because Rashi did all the work and the research and the homework and everything. Ani Yesheno. Vishayisi Shlevo Ushketo Bebayis Rishayin. When I was in Bishalvov and Sheket, calm, everything was good in the Bayis Rishayin. Ne'ashti me'avel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I gave up hope.
Ki Yishena v'nir demes. Now what does that mean? Ki Shayisi Shleva Ushketo b'Bayis Rishayin. Ne'ashti, I gave up from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one who slumbers and falls asleep.
That's while the first base mitzvah was standing.
What does noashti mean?
Yush.
Oh.
Let's see if there's a.
How does. Why is it yush? How does Rashi know it's talking about the first base mitzvah?
That's what it sounds like.
What's Nerdamas? What's Nerdamas?
Sleeping.
It sounds like
complacency.
Complacency. Excellent word. You a wordsmith?
Somebody got an education.
But, no. He's in college.
I don't think I'm on Carl
King. Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I don't know. I'm just the grammarian.
It's also something good.
I don't know. I never paid attention to this. It's interesting. I think the pshat must be.
What's the question?
What? He says that when I was shleva ushketa b'bayis rishon, so that sounds everything was good. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. There was a Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was there. B'bayis rishon was the ultimate tasharas Shechina. It says in b'bayis sheni the Shechina wasn't even shayra, whatever that means. You know, the b'bayis rishon.
They're also known as Vim by the b'bayis sheni.
Yeah, the b'bayis rishon was the place.
B'bayis sheni was come out nothing.
Yeah, no, why did you say that? But it was, physically it was very beautiful. They say, but the Bayis Rishon was the place. So I was shkeitu shleva means everything was fine. Now all of a sudden, Ashtimi Avod Hashem.
It doesn't mean because of the shalva. It means despite the shalva.
Well, Ani Yeshena.
No, with the shalva, that's what happens.
No, you, like you don't. Asleep, you don't.
Like, well, let's try this one first.
But
wait.
It's not really sleep. It's shalva v'shoketet. It's just.
He's being
Ani Yeshena.
Ah, what? The muscles to somebody who's sleeping. Like everything's fine.
Ah, Yishma Yeshun vayevat.
Mm-hmm. No? That's what Avi is saying also.
The problem is
that you had as a year.
Yeah, because when the pshat is, when everything is fine, you take it for granted.
You why take, is that yish?
What?
Why is
because I can't even imagine. Avodas Hashem needs something to wake you up. You need something to make you alive. Okay, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Oh, we got the Beis Hamikdash. I go to bring a korban. If I do a sin, I bring a chatos. I feel in a good mood. I bring an adova. I come over there on Yom Kippur. I go see the Kohen Godel with the whole avoido, and I this and then this. I see the red ribbon bow, whatever is turned to white, and I know that Hashem is thinking, wow, everything's great. What's the problem? Mimela. Not only does that bring to a rifyon in Avodas Hashem, but it seems if this is the pshat in Rashi, that it brings to a yush. Like there's nothing motivating me. Nothing's going to happen. The complacency.
How are we defining yush? Normally, the definition of yush.
Yush means I give up hope of ever being able to stimulate myself to really serve Hashem. There is such a thing as complacency is the most destructive. Factor in human motivation.
So when he says shalva v'shoketet, does he mean complacency? Yeah.
Well, no. Like no, something. What happens, shleivo v'shketo leads to complacency. That's what happens. When things are good, when everything is good, you don't daven so much. Let it daven, you got nothing to daven, but everything's fine. You don't turn to Hashem. You don't work on your bitochon. And you're slacking up in the Avodas Hashem. We can be in the epitome of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Bayis Rishon, where everything was there and the Shechina was Shreira. But since everything was okay, there were no enemies, I guess, for a certain part of the Tkufa, things were safe and Bovel didn't start yet to surround Eretz Yisrael or surround Yerushalayim and start to plan its siege and attack. So at that point, the shalva v'sheket brings a person to... The Rambam writes that the Rambam's magnum opus was Mishneh Torah, right?
Sure.
The Yad HaChazaka. He wrote it when he was being pursued by the Muslims. He was hiding in caves.
The entire thing?
That's what they say. He says, the Torah shalomadati ba'af. He says, that's the Torah that I learned under the worst conditions. He did his best work. Under the worst, he was being pursued for his life. That's when there's something that focuses you. That
he's hiding in a cave. What? He's hiding in a cave. What else is he supposed to be doing?
Oh, here we go.
If your life's good, he can go.
First of all, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I imagine that he was running from cave to cave because they get him. They found him always in this cave. So he had to sneak out the back door and run to another cave.
So he's in a cave for a couple of days.
But listen.
If you're being pursued for your life, you think you
would
have
it shouldn't happen.
Attention spin.
Let's say you're sitting in a cave for 7 days being pursued for your life.
But you're scared out of your wits.
You're going to be scared, but you're also going to be bored.
Get food for yourself.
Yeah, you're bored, but how could you concentrate?
Survive. What else are you supposed to do?
What?
What else are you supposed to do?
Try to survive. Get
this
food.
This man, to him,
he agrees with
Avodas Hashem is a simple thing. You just got to do what you got to do. Most of us.
No, he's saying you have
most
to.
Of
you,
us,
he's saying you have no choice like but to do it. Like, what else are you going to do?
The reason it's hard for us is because we could go run around and then do whatever we want.
No, that's not
the
case.
Right, then it would be easier.
Come on.
Sure.
We know how to sleep. We know how to space out. We know how to just do nothing.
I mean, it's
very
like
good.
Like, not
they
take away from me either.
Like, okay, I don't know.
I've seen a cape for 14 years.
Whatever it is, I don't know. Listen, Lamaisa, he says he suffered the most. He says he suffered the most, and that's when he was the most prolific and productive. What?
Rabbi, are you saying the pshat is that when everything is good and fine, so then a person becomes complacent, so they're, it gets to a certain point where they're unable to arouse themselves, to have like a relationship, like a real relationship with Hashem, and therefore they're miyayish that they're ever going to be able to do that?
That's right. It seems so remote that you just give up. That's maybe how did Avodah Zarah set in the Bayis Rishon? I never thought about that. I mean, maybe I did, but I don't know. How did Avodah Zarah set in? Today I'm in the place where the Shechina is, and now I'm doing Avodah Zarah. I go home and I got all these idols and behind the doors, you know, whatever they did. You're good. No, but the taiva also has to connect with something. The teretz is that I took everything for granted. There is such a thing. Where else does it say that? It says by. It says Varom Levovcho v'shachachtes Hashem. When you have everything, then you get home.
Everything includes spirituality also?
I guess.
So shouldn't the spirituality build on itself?
You're right. Spirituality should really, you're right. Spirituality should, but I guess there's a certain level of spirituality where you can take that for granted too. You can take that
if
for granted.
If a person has a connection to Hashem, he should feel good about it. It makes him feel better and better. What's going to pull him down further?
Okay. So to answer that question, you hear what I'm saying?
Even Yosef gave up hope in jail. He lost a little bit of Chalisha's dust. No, I'm saying that like
the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that what he did was he was mishtadl and he was on the madrega of bitochen to do without a shtadlus. That's why he was punished.
It's not the pasuk in Rashi. Rashi says he asked him to answer.
This is what everybody learns. That you can't make up your own thing. the Chazon Ish says that the Hishtadlus that he did was the Hishtadlus of a Meyuish. You're going to ask the Sar Mashkim? Sar Mashkim couldn't give two nothings. You know, he ain't going to do it for you. So what are you asking the Sar Mashkim? It shows that you're Meyayish. Meyayish is no good. But it was not even that he was Meyayish. And my daughter said, different pshat. My daughter said, because he said, he'd say, Sani min Abayis Hazeh. When he says Kim Zachartani El Paro, the Hishtadlus was okay. It's okay, you're supposed to do Hishtadlus. If you want, you can do Hishtadlus. But he said, the Huit say, Sani, and he will take me out of Bayis Hazeh. No such thing. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The words of Huit say, Sani, shouldn't have been said. And my father-in-law happened to have been there, and he says, if the Alta would have heard that, he would have mamish jumped for joy. Anyway, okay. Let's, but that's not our Indian now, please. Okay, but listen. So, Lachora, wait, just one second. What Lachora says is very good. It's like this. He has a good kasha. Yeah, he says we understand how gashmius brings a person to complacency, which undermines his ruchnius. That makes sense, right? Then I got everything. Varom levocha v'shachachta.
Vayishman yishurun vayivot.
Vayishman yishurun vayivot. All these things. That we understand. Oh, but ruchnius? Ruchnius is supposed to inspire to more ruchnius, right?
Not when you don't have to work for it.
Oh! That's the point. The Beis HaMikdosh.
What's the question?
No, Ashti Milavides Hashem.
No, but that's the use that comes from the complacency.
What's the Shalva V'Shoketet? Shalva V'Shoketet.
No, Ashti Me'avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, because they were complacent because they were so, they didn't have any troubles in the physical world. Everything was good. The Jews really like.
Oh, that's what you mean. You mean maybe because you're Shalva V'Shoketet.
The result was No Ashti Me'avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Tough times.
Good. I didn't have any troubles in the physical world, but I still, but I still had all the spirituality of the Beis HaMikdash. How? Look, let's picture yourself in the Bayis Rishon. Yeah? I don't know what it means, but the Shechina was Shechira. There was a Shechira. There was a palpable sense that this is the Mokom HaShechina. You could put your hands out and touch it. You're standing in front of you. You hear the Levium singing Shira. Oy, Tiko Bachoy the Shoifor, Bakesali Yom Chagenu, such beautiful song they sang on Thursday, on Tuesday, on Monday. They had a song. They had Shira Malois. They had 15 steps and they sang on each one. I'm not giant. When the Mizbeach and the fire consuming the animal, and you look, really, I should be there because of my sin, but instead Hashem, in His infinite chesed, has taken this animal in my stead. And then you come Rosh Hashanah, Chayes Yom Kippur, you come, you see the Kohen Gadol, you know, Ayin Lo Yiroso, what does it say? How does it say? One of the piyutim they say Ashrei Ayin Roso. You know, who happy is the person who saw such a thing, the Kohen doing that, the whole business. So you forget, let's say you didn't have any physical tzaras also. But the Maisi had the ultimate spiritual connection. Where in the ultimate connection with the Shechina, with the Mokama Shechina, and you had the Lishkas Hagozis, the Sanhedrin Hagodol, the greatest Talmidei Chachomim in the world, and all of this, and the Koveya the Halocha of Wafili Agilocha Yamin Shu Smoil goes on them. You sit in front of, you go into this Bezdin, and if they tell you that this is your left hand, you have to believe them. Such a koyach, such a place, such a achshivas hatoyro, and no ashtim ilav des Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. So I think that's the pshat. That even though you had no physical tzoras, and the lack of physical tzoras certainly should lead a person to a rifyoin in ruchnius. That's true. But lemaisa, the spiritual connection should have kept you tied anyway. But the teretz is, when that comes easy, so the shketa v'shalva, I guess, goes on both. Everything was shoket. I didn't have any enemies, and the ruchnius was poshut. You know, you go to the base. I mean, it's really true. Wouldn't have to, you had to go, you had to pay a couple of bucks to bring a behemah there, to bring a korban. That's what you had to do. You had to travel a little bit from wherever you live to come to Yerushalayim. That's what you have to do. How far is it from Bet Shemesh to Yerushalayim? What's the big deal? So, and but even with all that,
how far is it from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim? Okay. You mean allegorically?
Okay. Even the ruchnius, the pshat is that if a person doesn't have challenge, if a person doesn't have motivation, if a person doesn't have almost like threats, there's something. The minute you start taking something for granted, you lose everything. That's why this. That's the danger of even the highest level of spirituality. That's
right. It could be also, if one has all these things, so then that would even contribute to the yish, because a person has everything and he still can't do it. So that would cause
when
the
he still can't do it.
If a person has tons of money, he has everything he wants, and he's still unhappy, he's going
to
give up hope.
Who says he's not happy? But
no,
the
point is, so I was giving
up hope.
If we don't have the base of Middash, and I'm not so connected to God, I wouldn't necessarily give up hope because I'm not in the most ideal conditions. The fact that I'm in the most ideal conditions will cause me to give up hope because I, even though I'm in the most ideal conditions for Ruchnius, I still don't have the connection. So then for sure,
beautiful. See, you hear what he's saying? Anything like this. In other words, having the Beis HaMikdosh and having everything, that weakens. The more that, the less challenge, the weaker the Avodas Hashem. That's step number one. The Shaila is that you guys, Taka, asked, why is it no Ashti? It should be Israshalti. I became more lazy, right? I became more, my Avodas Hashem became more, how do you call it? More melumoda, more just...
Rote.
It wasn't the same thing. It wasn't with the same fire. It wasn't with the same fervor. But noyashti? What?
Lethargic.
Yeah, lethargic. Oh. But noyashti is the trap, because when I see that I'm the spitz of ruchnius and I'm still not growing, I'm not into it, then I give up for life. I said, if in this matzav you can't have it, then I'll never have it. Beautiful. That's very nice. Wait.
Very beautiful.
Okay. So Kishayisa Shalev Shaleva Shabbe Baisrishno Ashibaba Sakodish Borhu Vasho. Velibier, Zakodish Borhu, Kachnedush Bipsikto. That's the way they dash in the psikto. So what does that have to do with anything? Some say,
what's psikto?
What?
The next Hashem
knocked
down. There's a psikto, that's like a medrash. So but Zakodish Borhu, Velibier. Libi air, Hakadosh. Let's see the next Rashi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shehu tzur levavi vechelki air l'shamreini lehativni. So in other words, I have given up. I have no ashti melav des Hashem. I have no ashti. And I guess that the next step is, because when it's cold, doy doyfek, he's coming to bring them back. So the pshat is that once I had yush, then already the Zoro and started the Gilei Arayis and started everything that happened in the Churban Bayis Rishon. Because once this yush lavin es Hashem, then anything goes, right? Once when a person's me, I'm not gonna succeed. I'll throw in the towel. I'll do anything. We find more than that. We find today why people do some terrible things sometimes. I tell these people they're doing the worst Dover Osir, cold Dover Osir. I say, you're more religious than I am.
I may be more observant, but you're more religious. Why? It's because you're so religious that your taka must do this. Because you're not holding where you should be. So what do you have to do? You have to ignore and deny and defy the whole thing. Otherwise, you can't live with that contradiction. So say, no, since I can't have it, we'll kill it, we'll destroy it, and it's nothing, you make nothing of it. So the yish also, when I feel that I can't have it, leads me to the worst things. So not only am I miyayish from meyavoyed Hashem, but it will lead me all to all kinds of negative things. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu, Er, Shehu, Tzur, Levovi, Vechelki, Er, Leshamrein, and Hetivli. So this is very interesting, that Klal Yisrael knows that even when I'm in the worst of Matzovim, And I gave up on being Ovid Hashem, so I would think, okay, you gave up, it's all over. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Libi Er, Tzur Levovi, the rock of my heart, that's where I put my trust, V'chelki, Er L'shamreini L'hitivli. He's still watching over me. He still wants to be Vaitiv. He is going to do...
Can you translate Er?
Awake. Ura. Uri Yeshena Mishinaskam. Yeah? So that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake. What does he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take this. You're Meyayish. And from the years you're going to do cold over also. I'm still here. I'm still going to protect you. And I'm going to end up, I'm going to do everything possible to.
Does that mean that Hashem didn't give up?
What?
Does that mean that is the point that Hashem didn't give up?
And what does he do? Kol dodi doifek, mashre shchinosoy al neviim. He places his shchina on the neviim, umazir al yedeim hashkem v'sholoach, and he warns through them hashkem, getting up early and sending. I don't know what that means. Let's see if he has an explanation here. Can't see. No, I don't know. That's a possibility.
He gets them up early and he sends them to us.
I don't know. No,
he warns through them. Hashkem
al. To get up. Zari is to send them to warn us, like Hashkem Mishlah, like early. He gets them up and sends them.
Yeah, in other words, that's why he sent Neviim. In other words, Klal Yisrael, the Neviim's job was to wake us up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, "Are you sleeping? Are you gave up hope? Buy this. You have a bechira." He doesn't take it like that. So it's very interesting just to think about. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world to give us opportunity to do good. He wants to be mated. And he gives us all the props that are necessary for the ultimate spiritual uplift in order to be able to be zeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mated. And we, for some reason, that's human psychology, have taken all of the good that he's given us, and because it was sholei v'shaket, and there was no tzoras, you know this, and there wasn't that energizing force, so we began to be misrashel, and that eventually led to yush, like you say, because we're in the finest of religious opportunities, and still it's not happening, so we give up altogether. Listen, what more can I do? You know, it's like I sent you the boat, I sent you the helicopter, I sent you everything. And what do you want from me? No, I'm not finished with you. Ani Yeshena, will he be air? He's still awake. What's he doing? He's plotting. What's he going to do? I'm going to send this Novi, and this Novi is going to wake them up, and it's going to, and then I'll be able to be made to it. I'll send this Novi and that Novi. That's the nature of the relationship. That relationship is so tight that no matter what happens, we reach the bottom, we give up. We give up. I throw in the towel. He doesn't. You throw in the towel. He doesn't catch it. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get the message. No, I'm sending my Novi. I'm sending my thing. And the Novi then tries to penetrate and break through. Okay, I think we have to stop here. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have to remember we're in the middle of the first, of the second posse.
Is a person happy with his level of ruchnius? Or he feels...
We're not going to meet for 2 weeks.
What? Oh, yeah, we're not. So, Sarasimi Tshuva.
Sarasimi Tshuva.
Okay. Sarasimi Tshuva, Thursday.
Maybe we should have two during Sarasimi Tshuva. Extra...
Well, that's why that sign was posted over there. That's why that 10 steps.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, what are you saying?